Hi, good Vach. Welcome back. I had a break from Purim. I had my own break, but by mitzvah. We're just going to take a break from Ribbis. We only have 2 weeks left to the Zman, so we're going to try to chaperain another inyan, which is the inyan of Akois, which we could hopefully accomplish in 2 weeks. And Yetzer Hashem, next month, we hope to go back to Ribbis and continue. Baruch Hashem, I heard that it was a success. We'll try to continue if that's possible. All right, tonight we're going to deal with, like I said, Yisra HaKais, which is Simun Chavav and Kaish Mishpat. I think that this Simun requires, besides the Hakdama, I guess a Psicha would be in order. We find many Yisurim in the Torah. We find many Yisurim in Shulchan Aruch brought down. We've discussed anywhere from Munna, Tanim Rabbi Uchara, to Baal Talin, Misha Parah, Mechus Haman. We've discussed a lot of inyanim. I personally don't know any issa that we have today in the Dalach Chalki Shulchan Aruch which resembles Avodah Zarah. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't have Avodah Zarah. No one has a taiva to run after Avodah Zarah. But from all the Yisurim that we do have, this issa, what we're going to learn in Yetzer Hashem Kavav, is the closest issa that we have today to the issa of Avodah Zarah. In fact, some Achrayim even call it, if you look at Kesef HaKadoshim, there's a Lashon he uses that a blibe like Abizrayo da Avodah Zarah. It's a chelik of Avodah Zarah. It's a issa choma ad ma'id. And as you're going to see from the Lashonis that the Machab and the Ramo use, and the Einshim that are involved, and the Knossos that are involved, it's a very, very severe issa. Unfortunately, on the other hand, it's all too often, all too prevalent that people go and we sue in court, we go to court, whatever, there are a lot of issues that we have to hopefully go through. Some are going to be sensitive issues. People assume that it's automatically mutter when it might not be automatically mutter. I'll just throw one out just to grates on the ilam about suing someone's insurance in a car accident. There's nothing pashut, and we're going to go through it and hopefully we'll get something clear. Baruch Hashem, in the last, I would say, 10 to 20 years, as the Beis Din Matziv Raman America has grown, with that, Baruch Hashem, there was a decline in going to court. But nevertheless, unfortunately, it's all too often. And we're going to see it's not just the people who go to court who have this problem, but anyone who aids, abets, the lawyers, the friends, the chaverim, anyone who's misayeya, anyone who has the ability to be mashpia, and be meshachneya, the person to get out of court, he too is going to be involved in this Issa Cheirim Choma. All right. Another nekuda that is important to know, it's kedai to say over, is Arich Mishpat. I believe I once said it in the past about something else. But just as Akdoma, the Rambam says in Matnas Sanim, Perikyud, the beginning of Perikyud, he says, Chayovin anu lizor b'mitzis tzedakah, yes, amakom mitzis asei. Why? Shatzadaka simin la tzadiki zera Avram Avinu. Tzadaka is a mitzvah sase, but this mitzvah sase is more important than any other mitzvah sase. If we can reckon what, you know, a value, a hashara, haracha to a mitzvah, but the Rambam says it. It's a mefusha Rambam. And the reason is, Dr. Rambam, because it's a pasuk, it's a simin la zera Avram. Shinemaki yedatav lamana she yitzave es beisai, spon of akra, of rai, lats of tzadaka, mishpat. So the Rambam comes from that pasuk. He sees in this pasuk the inyan that if Avram Avinu's commitment to Messiah was lasis tzedakah u'mishpat, vayisayis, these are the hallmarks of a yid, tzedakah u'mishpat, and therefore it's not just any other mitzvah, I say, but it's even yet more important than faked. If you should be over on this inyan, it's a simin that faked you might not even be from Zera Avram. The Arich Mishpat applies this Rambam to going to court as well, because the pasuk not only says lasis tzedakah, but it also says lasis tzedakah or mishpat. So if you see people who are not being noy kishur in the inyanim of mishpat, they don't go to a bezin, they go to arkois, then you know it's a problem I felt in the simon zera avram, and it's even more important than just a regular mitzvah asay. That's just a I would call it an overview. Where is this inyan? Where is this mitzvah? This issa stem from? So as we all know, the pasuk says Ve'ela Mishpat Mechatosim Lefneim. And Rashi of Anot Darshan, he brings down from the Chazal that we dash in Lefneim V'loy Lefnei Akum. Lefneim V'loy Lefnei Akois. We have a chiyuv when we want to adjudicate a case. We must go appear before a bezin. We can't go in front of Akum to paskin a shayla. And Rashi points out, afilu dana noisay gidine Yisrael. Even if they would paskin, just like a bezin shay Yisrael, even if they would paskin a zayvi chukei atayra, they're still a nesa. What's pshat? How do we know that? Because it says ve'ela hamishpatim. These mishpatim are going to tell you in this pasher, which is mishpatei atayra. Nevertheless, that shatosim lifneim, you must bring it lifneim lifnei bezin Yisrael. You're not allowed to bring them, even if they're mishpatei atayra. You're not allowed to bring them lifnei akum. That's how the smile learns the drasha. So it's an itzum midaraisa to go to court. It's an itzum midaraisa to start a claim in court. Even if you know that the court's outcome is going to be the exact same outcome as Bezin Shah Yisrael. So Ketzav HaGadoshim points out, Pidrush, I know Moshe Geller also had a similar Hasvara, but the word is that Apitoyer, we have Chukei HaTorah, we have Mishpatei Elokim. There's a Cheshivis that our Mishpatim are not Seichel, and Nushi, our Mishpatim are Mishpatei Elokim. Mahavdil, Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach, they have a Chiv to make din, but that din is done Api Seichel Anushi. So when you're going and you're going from Bezdin into court, basically what you're doing is you're going away, even if they pass in the same way, but they came to that point, they came to that outcome from a different perspective. We come from Mishpatei HaTorah, from Chukos Elokim, and they're coming from Seichel Anushi. It's a whole different direction, it's a whole different perspective, and that's not even, if you want to take it literally, it's not even the same Mishpat. Even if they pass in the same outcome, it's not the same.
It's a Jewish judge.
Sorry?
There's a lot of Yidden today being judges.
Okay, there's no Issa on the judge to be there. It's so not in here.
Am I allowed to go to a judge, a Goyish court, that's possibly the same like the Pesach Yisrael and the judge of Haid?
Okay, so the I was going to avoid a similar issue, but once you raise it, are you allowed to go, let's take more basic, are you allowed to go to the Beit HaMishpat in Eretz Yisrael, where there are Yidim who are sitting on the bench, are you allowed to go to them? So there are tshuvas of Chazanesh from Tzvi Pesach Frank and Tzitz Eliezer, tshuvas l'roiv that avad it's a zelba isa akoyis, going to Yidden who are sitting on the bench and going to goyim sitting on the bench. It doesn't make a difference. So the point is, if they're paskening kefi chukoyseihem, not kefi mishpatei haTorah, then that's going to be b'chlal the isa. Now, if grada they happen to, you know, coincidental, they happen to get it right once, nevertheless, since we see here that that's b'chlal, one could argue that even if they happen to be Yidden, but again, they're not paskening in the way the Torah passes because they know Chukei HaTorah. They're passing that way because Kefi Kukaseim V'Daseim, so then L'Chayr should be the same Issa HaKoyis, L'Chayr. Alright, now, to take it a step further, the Mefarshim bring down that you're not allowed to go to court even if it's mutual, even if both parties would like to submit their claim to court. They feel that they could benefit, both parties feel that it's worth their while to go to court rather than go to a Beis Din. Nevertheless, it's the same Issa Lefneim v'loloi lefneakam. It's also midaraisa, even if they're both masking. Now the shaila is why. The shaila is, well, let me bring it out. From this same very same drasha that we dash in lefneim v'loloi lefneakayis, we also dash in lefneim v'loloi lefnehedyaitis. You're not allowed to force someone to appear in the bezin of hedyaitis. I cannot call you to a dintoyer in front of a hedyat. I can only call you to a dintoyer in front of a bezin, which are smuchim or shlikosaikov, you know, whatever. Whatever level we have to replace that cheshivas of a bezin, but I can't call you in front of someone who doesn't know dinei Torah. The same is lefnei below lefnei hedyaitis. Now we know that if by hedyaitis, if two parties are willing to be makabel an arbitrator, a friend, even if he knows nothing, that you go to a diamond club, that's fine. You're allowed to be makabel yidin to arbitrate, even if they're not going to no Chukei HaTorah, but that's fine. Kikibul Olai, you could be Makabal, just like you can be Makabal Roye Bok, you can be Makabal even Karav or Apostle, you can be Makabal someone who's an Amoritz as well. That's fine. So the Shaila is, if you see over there that a Kabbalah could work, you're allowed to accept a Hedyit, and that's not Oiver and Issa. So how come when it comes to Goyim, you're not allowed to accept them? If the two parties want to go to court, they're not allowed to go to court. What's the Chilik? It's the same Issa. What's the Chilik? By Hedyitis, it's Mutzah if you're Makabal, and by Goyim, it's also if you're Makabal. This is the million-dollar question. So if you look in the Ramban and the Ran, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, It's masher from them, and a chinam, there is no chilek. Avada, even in front of a hedjit, in front of a roye baka, if you makav a roye baka, avada, the same is the raisa. But there's a, the only reason why then it's mutter is because it's a concept of shlichusai o ka'avdinan, and they touch up that the tam akra that they acid lefneim lo lefnei adjetis, it's a pegia to the dayonim, to the bezin, how Kagosh Baruch Hu set up, to the mumchim. But shlichusai ka'avdinan takes care of that. There's a concept shlichusai ka'avdinan that we can act on their behalf. That means they appoint us as shluchim to do things. For example, really you need a pitari smuchim to paskin. Now we don't have smich anymore. So how are we allowed to paskin? So that's the Gemara says, shlichusai ka'avdinan, we are acting on their behalf. We are their shluchim. They allow us, they appointed us shluchim to paskin dinei Torah, even though we're not smuchim. We are acting on their behalf. It's like we are an extension of their mumchis, their authority. We are their shluchim. So the Ran and Ramban take it a step further, that even hedyotis, even though hedyotis can't force you to come through the entire Zayvayt, they don't have the koyach shlichusayo, but if you makabel them, that's fine. If the two parties are makabel them, and they'd rather go to a hedyot, that's fine, the mumchim don't mind, and they have a koyach shlichusayo of dinin, and that circumvents the issa. Kilo, the issa is a pegia in the mumchim's covet, and if they don't mind, that's fine. That's the shita's Ramban and Ram. But in the chanami, mitzad the pasuk, when you tie chumash to your son, it has to be lefneim v'lo akum v'lo lefneim v'lo lefnei adjetis. It's the same thing, even if you're makabel, there's an issa midoraisa. That's that shita.
This takes away the issa deraisa, the fact
that makabel? Yeah, because he touches up that the issa is the pegia on the mumcha, the issa of hedyotis. And therefore, if they make you a shliach, if they make this hedyot a shliach, so he's acting really on the behalf of the mumcha. So that's fine.
Right. So I mean, the person shouldn't take himself.
Baruch hedyot means you can't be a lawyer. You can't be like a tayin of that type of a sort. You can't give aitzes and things like that. But you're allowed to be a dayin. If someone was makabel you as a dayin, since you're acting on behalf and berushus of the mumchim of the smuchim, so that's fine. It's another pegi. It means you don't have a din. Let me say it a little more lamdish. You don't have a din of a hedyot anymore because you're acting as a samach. The samach appointed you.
What makes you a shlichus?
Because it's a built-in shlichus. What makes me a shlichus? What makes anyone a shlichus today? It's a built-in shlich, because I'll say that it's a built-in shlich is shlichusai kavdinin. We're allowed to paskin.
The pasuk
is dafka on smuchim.
The rice you have to have smuchim.
Correct. Elokim binan. Right. The way Tosfos touches up is lefnei means it's going on elokim hakos of bepasha. You need smuchim. So the Gemara is, how are people bezmanena? How can we paskin? We're not smuchim. Shlichusai kavdinin. We are acting on their behalf. We'll take it in a step further. So. In Chazal, you see, it has to be people who know, who have learned Chayish Mishpah. But if you have a Hedyot who's really not Royal Akach, nevertheless, if you have Kibbul Olayu, he's also Nichlal in this Shlichus Ayakav Dinin. And when Mela, once you Mekabel him, it's as if he's a Samach. He's acting on the Samach's behalf, so you don't have the problem of Lefnei and Lefnei Adyaitis.
Of course,
there's Yisrael,
no worse than Adyaitis.
The courts in Eretz Yisrael, if you Mekabel them, you mean? Well, first of all, I mean, usually not makabel. Someone right, takes you to court. The nitva doesn't really go willing. But yes, if you be makabel, yeah, the only thing is that if they would have a din of a hedjit, yeah, okay, but you have to know. If they're going to dan, again, you go into the other issue, the chazan issue. If they're danning, not because they're trying to do chukai Torah, they're danning kafid osayim, that's going to be awesome.
What does every hedjit do? So
either every hedjit tries to do Torah, kafi yidi osay, or if not, at least he's giving his feel, his take on the matter, you're trusting his mumchias, whatever it is. Mashenkein, there's a concept that if you have a set of laws that those hedyotis are not doing kafi what they feel is right al pi Torah, what they would think the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do. But rather, what they're doing is because they have a set of laws and they know better and they're seichel anushi, koichav yezim yod. I mean, you speak to the guy in the Supreme Court over there, Barak, I don't think he has any intent of following the Torah. Right? So there, he's going kafi the same. That itself, the same should. And we're going to see later on, it's not really for tonight, that even you can't even makabel the same, just to throw it out, but it's really not for tonight. You know, we write in the contracts, you know, they should be governed by the state of Delaware, the state of New Jersey, by the laws of, that itself is also. And we're going to see, maybe that we have a term on it, but just to be makabel, their set of laws is also. Their set is archaic.
That could be the difference by the Hedyotis or not. That's the Lashon Rashi. The Lashon Rashi is. So, shall may beginning Israel of Neir, or by Machalat Hashem, we make her Hashem Elohim. The pshat is like this: when you go to, if you're going to go to a hedge, I'm saying whatever you say, I'm going to be mekabel on myself. In other words, I'm not saying that this is the Torah that you're cool. I know it may not be. I'm saying you're a Jew, you're an Elohim. I don't know if you're allowed to go to a mum or not, but if you go to a person in mekabel two by din, and they say, look, let's go to Moshe on the corner. Whatever he says, we know that there's a Torah, he knows there's a Torah, so say whatever he says. We're not giving any chashivas to Mashaykin. If you're going to say the other cases are, oh, he's commercial.
Right, that is the chashivas. You're giving a chashivas to their set of laws, correct?
Right. When does the minimum law become the minimum? That's how people do business.
No, if it's a minig, that's what we're going to... Well, you know, really we should say, let's save this for Sifgim. There's a whole Chuvah Rashba about minig and how Dinamo Kuzadina plays itself out. I'd really like to save it. We'll probably not get to it tonight. We'll get to Mitzchem hopefully next week. But just, I'm just, you know, wetting your appetite. But anyway, this first shita is that Avada, it's a Nisa, Lufnei, Loi Lufnei, Ajeta, just like there's a Nisa, Lufnei, Akois, even if you Makabal. Just is a concept of Shlikusayak of Dinah, that when you Makabal them, then they don't have a din like a Hedjit. That's the shita. There is a...
It's only a din in our
course
of going. From Rashi
says
that you mash of their belief, showing that.
Yeah, but all of the mafarshim say, like I said before, the Kazanish, and everyone says that even if it'll be yidim, if they're going kafida say him.
No, that would be included. Right. I'm saying that to vote to a private guy who.
No, but there's a new drasha. There's two drashas. Lefneim v'lelefnei arkoyis, and there's a separate drasha lefneim v'lelefnei adyotis. So you're right. You won't be over this of lefneim v'lelefnei arkoyis, but you have a different problem of lefnei adyotis.
Depends how the question is, how do you...
Even if you go to him just you want to know his opinion, that's not kukaisayim, you want him to adjudicate between you and your other party, right? You're trying to get a psak.
You know and I know, meaning the Tubalidin, and know that this is not really...
Whatever he says, you're going to follow. So he is going to be the Shayfet and Machriya Bein Eichem.
You're allowed to go, the best thing is Pshara, right?
The Pshara is also. It's also the Raisa to go to Pshara Lefnei HaKoyis.
Not a question. I'm saying, should be Mefashim,
but Benayim, without any...
But you go to the Rav, the best thing to do is before you go to Adin Torah, you should try to see to make a...
Rav, what's the problem with the Rav? Rav is a Yid,
no,
I'm saying.
No, I'm saying, you're allowed to go, if I care,
If you makabel a moris, if you makabel authority that's going to decide between you, not you're going for an eitz atayva, but you're being makabel a moris, a herkav, a bezdin, any type of court of law, any type of machriya between a sichsuch you have, bein adam lechaveri, that is nichlal in this issa. Bein lefnei akoyis, bein lefnei adyotis. The only reason why adyotis is different according to the shita is because they have a dinner shlikosayka of dinan. That's the first shita. The second shita is entirely different. The second shita, which rather happens to be a Chuvis Haran, which quotes Rabban al Torah. So now you have a Stiris Ramban, a Stiris Ran. The Shamishpat already is married this Stira. But they hold a different Shita. They hold that the whole Pasuk was only talking about by force, Asher Tosen. Taisa brings it down as well. It's talking about Behechach Bekfiyah. So if I want to initiate a case and I sue you in court, or I sue you with a Hedjit, that's going to be awesome with a Raisa. Because I force you. But if we go willingly together, that's not Nichalal and Asher Tosem Lefneim. So why is it us to go Lefnei and Akoyis if we're both maskim? It's a different issa. If Rashi continues, and that's why Rashi has to continue, Rashi says, because it's a drasha, Yvenu Plilim, that is a Chilal Hashem, a Miyakes Alilim. Going willingly is also Miyakes Alilim and a Chilal Hashem. So Kumtais, the issa midaraisa is when you force the guy, when you take him against his will. But when you're willing to go, that's not part of the issa Shatatum Lefnei. That's part of a new issa Miyakes Alilim. That is, of course, only applies to a guy. That's when it's a Chilal Hashem. But if you're going in front of a hedjit willingly, you don't have a Shatatum Lefnei because it's willingly. And you don't have the problem of Chilal Hashem because he's a Yid as well, so that's why that would be a heta to go in front of a Hedjit willingly. But that's so it's going to play itself out a little bit, but basically we know that the Nisa Deraisa that doesn't lift name, like some shot, one shot in the Rishonim is that it's even willingly, and the other shot is only Bal Kocha, but willingly is learned out from a different pasuk of Chilal Hashem. Yes, it's a Deraisa. It's Miyakas Elilim, Chilal Hashem. I mean, whatever, I guess any other Chilal Hashem is a... I know, but it sounds like it's special Miyuchad here. It sounds like it's a Deraisa here. All right, let's start.
What's say you have a Rav that's not knowledgeable question when
So he's a Hedjit.
So a regular Rav and a regular question.
So he's a Hedjit and you're going together, so you're allowed to go together. You can't force him to go to the Rav. if he's a hedyot. Sorry? No, everyone holds you can't force a hedyot. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Lefneim lo lefnei hajaitis. Virtue does even willingly can't go midaraisa, but came along to the chusayak of din and allows you to go to the Rav willingly. At the end of the day, there's no machlokes in halacha between the two pshatim. How you get there? Everyone holds that in front of a goy it's also even willingly, and in front of a hedyot it's mutter willingly, but you can't force someone to go in front of a Rav. All right, let's start.
You mentioned suing an insurance company.
I just threw it out.
If you have two insurance, let's say you don't sue, you a person's chas from a car accident, and it's with another yid. Neither of them will ever go to court. It's the insurance company.
Okay, we're going to discuss, we'll hopefully discuss that area maybe next week. I didn't say that you can't sue insurance. I'm just throwing it out to show you what we take naturally for granted is not partial. We're going to discuss certain heterium that there might be. All right. Aleph, Sif Aleph. Also, Lodin Bifnei Daini Yakum. It is forbidden to adjudicate any case in front of Daini Yakum. Uva Koi Shalahem, and their set of laws, which could be Koilul, maybe the Mashmois is Koilul, even, it's definitely Koilul, even if they're not, if they have a desire, the Tashpats points out, but could be Koilul, even if it's Yidden, like the Akronim talk about, like in Eretz Israel, but it's for Koi Shalahem. What does that mean? Pish Moshev Kavua Lisarum Lodin Bai. If they had a set of laws, they have a courthouse, they have a set up judicial system, you're not allowed to go to that system. Afilu, even bedin shadonim bedin Yisrael, even if it's the din that they had done just like Yisrael, which we discussed before because it's the same Joshua, Ela mishpatim, even these mishpatim, mishpatei HaTorah, you're now allowed to bring in front of them, the Sma points out in Sifkon Beis. Afilu nisratu beis ba'al ledin alad b'fneim is also. V'chol abo lidin b'fneim, anyone who dons b'fneim. Hayezeh rosho, ukilu chireif v'gideif, Vehirim Yad v'teis Moshe Rabbeinu Olam v'Sholam. As if he was chireif v'gideif the Rabbeinu Sholam, he cursed the Rabbeinu Sholam. It's a begia, it's a chila Hashem. Vehirim Yad v'teis Moshe Rabbeinu Olam v'Sholam as well. And his Meirim Yad and his Torah, kilo like his set of laws aren't good for you. It's the Goyish set of laws. They know better, they understand the situations better, they can apply themselves better, they might know the Minhagim better, whatever it is. So that's Herim Yad v'teis Moshe Rabbeinu Olam v'Sholam. It means you're chulila replacing a set of laws of the Torah with a set of laws of the Goyim. Now, the person, the Mechaba points out, he's considered a Rasha. The Kesav HaKochim says, you're not allowed to be mitzdarif with him in a minyan. So in the next time you're in a minyan, they have a asara mitzumtzamim, you should look around to make sure that no one's there who went to HaKoyz, otherwise you don't have a minyan. Another Nakuda is, the Mepharshim point out, is that such a person who's a Rasha is obviously is possible to be a Sheikhit and possible to be a Seifa. He lost his Cheskes Kashris. So again, some people would like to point out that you have to know when you have a Ksivus Sefer Torah, like tomorrow, and you're going to have the Nichbedei Ha'am signing, should make sure that everyone who signs is not someone who went to Akkoyis, because if one person went to Akkoyis, he just passed the Sefer Torah. All right. It's a Issachoma Admoid. Yes, all right. Now, the Chaya, what should be coming across some people's minds, that if it says it's also Ladam Vifidei Ne'ayniyakum, so how are we allowed to go in front of them for marriage licenses? How are we allowed to go for them for probating wills? For anything that we have to go in front of some type of authority to judge or... Sorry?
Marriage license has to be conditioned.
We have our own capable conditions. How are you allowed to go in front of them to get an official secular marriage license? Lachar, that should be also a problem.
Driver's license.
Okay. So the Ksam Seifer, good, very good, very good. So the Ksam Seifer says, which is not Poshet at all, but the Ksam Seifer says that this Issa was only an Issa when there's a Sichsuch. If there's a Dion between two sides, so you can't adjudicate a Dion in front of a guy. But if everyone's masking, if there's no fight, there's no machlokes, that's not a din. It's not a din, so you're allowed to go. It's like any other thing that they're granting you, a license. It's not poshit. I would definitely say it's very mistava, but there are rayas from Kadmoinim not like that, that even that would be also. For example, writing a shtar of some sort amongst Arkoyis, the Achroinim, the Kadmoinim discussed that would also be an issa. It's really coming from the Gemara. Elam b'Arkoyis had a taitchup of Gemara, it's machlokes, but like some who tied up the Gemara, that's dumb. You're not even get a shtar written up, drafted in the Goyisha court, kafi, their yediyas and mumchias, that also is kilo accepting the Morris of an Akam.
Yeah, they may have to enforce it, and then you're going to get it. Why are you writing a shtar? Because somebody may want to do something against what you want.
So then.
Yeah, but later on, maybe I'll take him to a din Torah to for, and forth it.
Yeah, but I think
the bigger problem is if you get a divorce from a goyish court. So that's going
to
be a bigger problem.
Well, obviously, divorce doesn't count. I mean, but to ban on child custody and all these things, in economy, no one said that that's what. That's takadani.
You have to get a
secular divorce is, again, just like it's a marriage license, you get a divorce. Why?
That's the permit
today. It's a permit, fine. But the same head that I'm saying, the lawyer should apply there too. If everyone wants the divorce and there's no machlokes, so we're asking them to stamp something, to give us papers that we're now divorced. Okay. We're going to get, obviously, a get anyway, right? But just a piece of paper. So that's fine. There's no deen, there's no machlokes between them. So that will be fine. If you have an estate that you have to probate a will and there's no machlokes, it's just a matter of getting it out of, you know, the legal web, you know, to get it out of the hands with tax and whatever it is. So probating a will. Again, it's the same type of head. His case is that they wanted to get a shtar of a gvias edus. He meant Turkish as I write that the problem was that we couldn't be gvias edus b'fnei bezdin because we were yisaimim, and we're not gvias edus b'fnei katanim. And he was afraid that these edim are going to die by the time they become gedolim. So what he did was that he decided that he asked some say that could he go in front of the kohen, get the edus stamped that there was such an edus, and then he'll have that on the yisaimim. And some say says, look, I'm not going to dan what validity and what take that has, and he throws in a poetic lotion, you know, the dine that Shayyib Yom Mehem, Shayyib Yom Mehem will have to dine on that when they get older. But if you want to know, you're allowed to do it, yeah, you're allowed to do it, because it's not a din, you're just saying facts, and that's all you're doing. You're not asking them to paskin on anything.
Calling the police
or
somebody else
to also stand for it? Calling police wouldn't be a choice, that's Moise, that's a different problem. It shouldn't pay chas. Well,
what about Dina de Machusa? Where does that fit in?
Dina Makosa Mietzchem, we're going to see in the Sif Gimel. We'll see how that plays a role. We'll, the Mietzchem will be a true Zarashba. All right. Now, Dr. Rabba.
You said before I'm confident of retiring. Anyway. Let's say one of the people who signs, he's a lawyer. And, you know, he gets paid to take people to
the... Well, let's see what happens with lawyers. Well, the Ramah's going to talk about lawyers in a minute. All right? Now, happens to be, should know, contrary to popular belief, this Issa is not just if your Baldin is a Yid. If your Baldin is a guy, you still have an Issa Midaraisa to take him to court. You still have to go to a Bezdin. Jaw drop, right? Okay, so that's a Mufusha Medrash. It's not, I'm not making anything up now. If you have a sichsa between you and a guy, you have to take him to a bezin, and it's also midaraisa to take him to court. So what's the heta? So the Zayis ran on the Medrash, which is in Baal Magen Avram wrote the Pirish, and the others as well, who say it's for Tashbats, who say that the reason why we can go to court is because we have an umdana that they're not going to be a Tzayis Ladin Yisrael. But in a chanam, if you have a guy who you know is going to be Tzayis Ladin Yisrael, or you even have a chash, and a chanam, you'll have an Issa midaraisa to take him to court. The whole head is gebot in the fact that we know that they're not going to be tzayis din. I can tell you personally, we've had goyim already called up our bezin to have dinei Torah. It happens. I'm not saying it's...
Not the yid or between himself?
No, between him and another yid.
What about a
fryer Jew? A fryer Jew is the same issa. Now we're going to see in Sif Beis a Hagdorah, and maybe we'll see where the fryer fall in. Do they fall in like goyim? But let's wait for Sif Beis about it. All right, wait till this. Hagos, Dr. Ramah. Now, this person who was Chiyuv Egir, Ve'erim Yad, B'Teres Mershav Ben Olav Hashalom, Rakman Alatzlan, Yesh B'Yad Bezim L'Nadoisai, U'L'Achrimai, they can put him into Nidu, into Cherim, Ad Sh'Yisalak Yad Akam Yal Chavera. If he starts a court suit, the Bezim should put him into Cherim until he gets out of court. V'chein, not only do we put him into Cherim, Achrimin, we also Machrim, Hamachzik, all his aid together, all the people on Max aid, all his lawyers, of course, to aid and abet a person to sue. It means anyone who's a plaintiff and initiates a case in court, and the baldin is a Jew, the plaintiff is a Jew, and the lawyer is a Jew. So not only the plaintiff deserves to be put into chayim, but the lawyer himself has to be put into chayim as well. Now I would take it even a step further. If you look in this Truvis Marik that the Ramah just quoted briefly. There was a whole story there that a guy named Naftali wanted to take his son Asher to a din Torah, and Asher was playing around and drinking a cup, and then finally he started a suit in court. And then the Marik got involved, and the Marik writes Which we're going to see. First, you need a hetzer from Bezin Shay Yisrael to go to court, which we're going to see in Sif Beis. But he says that if Naftali doesn't get out of court within a day that he receives this letter, he's going to be put into cherem. And then he says the entire town of Marano, I don't know, Marano, Morocco, I don't know, that entire town, the entire city, anyone who's a bar einshin, I don't know what that means, from Yud Ben Yud Gimel, bar mitzvah boy, or someone who's 20, he doesn't say what einshin you have to be, but anyone who's a bar einshin, every single individual of that city will be put into cherem if they don't uphold this cherem. Means the cherem that this person is going to court, anyone in the city who's not upholding that means by not upholding that cherem, you are passively aiding and abetting someone going to court, because you would uphold the cherem and you would stay away from him and not give him aliyahs and throw his kids out of yeshiva and not be moiled and everything like that, it would have an effect. But you not doing that, you are passively aiding him, they're going to be put into cherem too. So basically, you put the entire city into cherem if they, anyone who's a bar einshin, nula maila. It's a severe, severe issa. All right, now, weiter. Afilu, sagt der Ramah, even a bigger chiddush. Afilu, einu don lefnei akum. But imo ledin Yisrael, that he has to come with me in front of the Bezdin, even that, royal moschal amid, he deserves malchus. You have to hit him, whip him, Allah Ahmed, that's a lotion, that you give him malchus, because again, he's getting a Yad Akum involved, even though the guy is not paskening, but he's getting involved in the judicial process. He's forcing him to go to a Bezdin Shel Yisrael. Even that is a problem. Now, it's not clear if that is a problem of Akkoyes, but even that is a problem, and he deserves malchus for that. All right, now, Misha Halak Ba'akoy Shel Akum, someone who did go to court, V'nischai B'dineyem. So you have Reuven, who was a plaintiff, he went to court, he didn't, and it was Nischai B'dineyem, V'akakak, and he wants to do tshuva, and now he decides, Choyzev V'tovoy Lufnei Dani Yisrael. And now he would like to do tshuva, and he would like to come back to a Bezin Shai Yisrael. Quote unquote tshuva. Yesh Oymen Zogter Amor, She'ein Yiskokin Loi. Bezin should not take the case. Once he goes, B'yad Akum, we're going to stay away, we're not getting involved. V'yesh Oymen, the second sheet is the Nischokin Loi, we will take the case, but provided, if he caused any hefsid to the nitva, to the defendant, then we won't take the case. That means if he went, and the smart points out, let's say he went and he has a claim of $1 million, and let's say the judge only awarded him $100,000, and had he gone to a Bezin Shel Yisrael, it's likely he would have even gotten more. But since he got a psak from them that awarded him $100,000 against the defendant, so there's an award against the defendant, so the defendant hurt from this ma'isa, got hurt, he was nifsad from this psak din, then we're not niskokin. Even the second sheet, who was more maker, holds that the chai gav, then we're not niskokin. Second sheet holds you are niskokin if he didn't get hurt. But if he got hurt, any type of a psak din of the goyim against him, that's already considered nifsad, and we're not going to take it. And the Ramah said, "V'esrori shenin erelika." We pass him like the first sheet. And that means even if he wasn't nifsad ade Yaakov, the mere fact that he adjudicated a case in front of the goyim that lost all his rights to come in front of a Bezin Shel Yisrael. Now, what's the reason for this? Sorry. So the Nesiva says v'shem netum in two pshatim. He says the first shot is, well, we have a concept that you could be makabel a kor of apostle. If I want to be mekabel my father to sit on a din Torah, even though he's pasul, and I lose, I can't come claiming later on, he's a karev and I didn't really want it, and tough luck, that's it. You mekabel. So the first sheet holds that since you initiated the claim, you initiated the case in front of the goyim, the plaintiff was mekabel their jurisdiction. The plaintiff obviously wanted the goyim to pask in the shayla. So therefore their psak, even though the nitva wasn't mekabel, because he was taken there by force, but the Tevea, the plaintiff who's makabal, he's going to have to eat it. If he's a makabal, he got to eat it. So therefore, once he got the psak from the goyim, he can't come back to Bezin Shel Yisrael. That's the first shot. The second shot is stomach knasa, because there,
he wins.
Well, if he wins and then he wants to go to Bezin Shel Yisrael, why? Because Hitaka wants to do tshuva. If he really wants to do tshuva, yeah, it's a rare type of a situation, yes.
Take the money.
Who?
If you're
taking avadu, it's going to be gzela, any money that it takes, 100%. I couldn't point out to everyone says gzela biyodai. But the second sheet holds that it's a knas. It's a straight out knas. You went there, we're not taking you back. Now, what? Okay, so they discuss, the place can discuss at what point do we start in this Kokan? If you just file the lawsuit, or like the Tumu wants to say, maybe only when you got to the Psak?
The first reason is only when they issue the Psak. Because it's like you're a Makabal.
No. Sure. I know, if I'm a Makabal, I do a Kinyan, and the Psak wasn't issued, there's a whole halakha about being Makabal, the Karev Apostle, even before the Psak issue. If I do a proper Kinyan, okay, there, you have to learn the halakha, and Simukha Beis, or whatever, but there are ways to be forcibly go to a Karev Apostle even without a Psak. But the second sheet holds it's a Knas. So what's the Nafkamina between the Dupshatim? He says the following, in Tzanta Chilek. He says, what happens if they went to a guy, but the Nitzvah bribed the guy? He bribed the guy, and therefore the Nitzvah won in court. So he says, if the Pshat is out Karev Apostle, he was Makabal, B'chagani wasn't Makabal. He wasn't Makabal that the judge should be bribed. That's not, even Karev Apostle, if you bribe him, and that's why he's Matis a Din, about it's a Tais and the Din is Chayza, so then he'd be able to come back to a Bezen Shay Yisrael. But if the Din is a Knas, then who cares? He went there, he started there, he's going to have to eat it, no matter what, even if he lost out because the judge was bribed. Tough luck. And you won't come back. And the Sefer says we pass on like the second sheet. It's across the board. No matter what, it's fine. Now the Sefer says Moisiv, and he's talking. It's from the Tzatzah because he passed on like the second shot. That it's a Knas. He doesn't say it's because of it, but it's he's talking. It's like that. He says therefore it's in Tassan. Therefore that if you have a Teveah Chulila who's Teveah to Akoyis, and now wants to come to Bezin Shei Yisrael, and the Bezin's not going to touch it, ain't niskalkin. So the Sefer said that doesn't allow the Nitva to get off the hook. Avad, if the Nitva is chayiv to Tadeya, Pidina Yisrael, he's mechuyiv to pay him. Avad, it's gezel biyoda if he doesn't pay him. The fact that Bezin ain't his chakalim means Bezin doesn't get involved. But if he's taka chayiv, Laman Emes, Avad, he has to pay the Tadeya, even though the Tadeya is a Rasha, he still has to pay him. How are you going to know? Yeah, so that's a shtickle of a problem. I'm not sure. Something. What? The next one goes to Bezin, but without the Tadeya. So you never hear the both sides of the story. Experience shows that you don't even know anything without hearing both sides of the story. But yes, but yeah, if that would be the case, then the Nitva has to be Mavar, I guess, Kafiyah Choltoy. But it looks like if you would learn like the first part, that it's Kiblu Alayu. Look, you're Makabal, tough luck. If we have a law because you're Makabal and they make two sim, you have to know the Tois Bishak Adas, Tois Bidvan Mishad, the halak is when a din is Chayza, Lechay will be Kikibul Alaya, and the din would be Kayim, even if it's a Tois, then Lechay should be part of it. And see if it says we pass like the second shot.
Even if this knows he's wrong? This attack stole the guy's money, whatever the case
was. When he lied in court, I mean, he admitted to stealing the guy's money?
Yeah. And
so why didn't the court pass against him?
No, they didn't have all the information. I don't know.
So you lied in court. We're not talking about when you lied in court. We're talking about when everything. One second. In a bezdin, if someone lies and wins because he lies, he's also a ganav. There's no. We're talking about when everyone is erlich, just for some reason, the court paskin kafi how they paskin, and it's different, it's at odds with the Dinei Yisrael, then the Nitva has a chiyuv, an obligation to find out what Dinei Yisrael is, to pay the person.
The Nitva is in worse case than if you take the bet. This heinous crime really
hurts the Nitva?
Yeah, for the rest of his life.
He doesn't know. I hear. Okay, maybe he could be Mavar. I hear. In a way, you're right. In a way, you're right. Now, you have times, you have cases that all.
Before you were saying that the person wants to make sure usually is not going to come with it going to win, but over here it's saying that he caused a hefset to the other person.
Even without a hefset, we're going like the first sheet, even if he didn't cause a hefset.
He's saying if he caused a hefset, so it's Mashmah that is talking in a case where he did win. And he's still coming and saying, I want to do
chuva. Yeah, but he could win more, right? The case I gave you, his claim was $1 million and he won $100,000. Now he wants to go to Bezin Shei Yisrael because he could win more.
He could also win less.
He could win less, but he feels that for some reason he wants to win more. That's Enes Kalkin line.
I guess basically the question is, how does the person do
tshuva? How does the person do tshuva on these in? That's a difficult question. That's a difficult point.
Like the second question, let's say the Nitva also wants to go, because the Nitva feels that Bezdin, he will pack it out to pay anything.
And the Nitva goes to court?
No, the Nitva got, he was schlepped.
Right.
The Teveya went to court, and then the police showed up by his door and dragged him off the court.
Right.
And the case was for $1 million, and he did him 100,000. And the Nitzvah feels he's not mechuyev of anything. And if the Tebeya says, you know what, I'll go to court now because he thinks he'll make, but the Nitzvah also says, yeah, let's go.
Go to Bezin, you mean?
To Bezin. Because I
hear.
If the Nitzvah is not Tebeya, the $100,000.
Let the Nitzvah become a Tebeya.
Then it's not Miss Falkenlein. If he schleps him out to Bezin.
No, it says once it's, I don't know. That I can't tell you. The smart lashon is gadim kvarshilim, like. But again, this is all in the second lashon. We pass on like the first lashon that no matter what, even if there's no hefzet, ain't nizkalkan like. So in your case, I don't know what's going to be. I don't know if the nitfa could waive that right. Maybe if it's a kanaz, he said, you know, you have to be tekan zkar kamen. But could be. Could be. I don't know. I
have to say off the bezin on the tzad.
No, he could be Tevei, that yes, right. he could do. But the child is the other way around. If the Tevei wants to go,
all right.
You mean schlepping him for that? Okay, very good. All right, that's now we have cases, you know, you have cases that there's a Devre Chaim, God, it's all too often. You have the case that a person who never goes to Dine Israel, let's say he's a Friar, never goes to Dine Israel, all of a sudden in this Indian, he knows he can't win in a Bezen Shah Yisrael, he knows he can't win in Akkois, so all of a sudden he's doing Tshuva and he's coming to a Bezen Shah Yisrael. And you have these type of people, and the Devre Chaim says that you shouldn't be Nizkakim for these type of people either. Even it was not on this Indian that he went to court, but you see that he's a person who doesn't have a harach of he's a loitzai sadin, he goes to court. Now he should benefit and have the venue of going to a Bezen Shayisrael that we don't allow them. We would deprive them of that. All right. Let's try to do halacha base. Hoitzi yad akum tekifa. That means we have a court system in place that they could force someone to come to a court. Ubal dinoy alam, and your baldin is an alam. He's known not to accommodate, not to come to a bezin. And it's going to be difficult to get anything from him in a bezin to Israel. Still, yitve'enu l'dayni Israel tchila. Still, you have an obligation to go first to a bezin and be mazmin him. Try. Maybe, no, maybe this time, even though the last 16 times he didn't come to a bezin, but maybe this time he will. But if he's a Messiah of Ladin, he doesn't want to come to a bezin, then noita rishus mi bezin, then you get rishus from a bezin, umatzel, and then you could have a right to be matzel, to get your claim, to be matzel, the money that's owed to you, bedine akum, miyad baldina. Then you're allowed to go to a goyisha court. You have a gavra alma. You now let it go without Rishus Mebezin, but once you have Rishus Mebezin, then you're allowed to go. Now, I would like to point out that it has to be Dafka or Rishus of a Bezin Shel Gimel. It's Mavur like that in the Mefarshim, in the Paiskim, the Rav Mishpat points it out in the Mefurish. And I'll even share with you a Chuvis Radvaz. Very interesting. Radvaz had a case that two Balei Din, were Makabal, two people, you're allowed to do Zabla. They were Makabal, they're going to do a Zabla of two. I pick a Dine, you pick a Dine, I pick a Rav, you pick a Rav. These two Rabbanim are going to adjudicate the case. If they have a problem, then they'll go for a Shalish. But if they don't have a problem, they can work it out amongst themselves. I'd rather we have this sometimes as well. You sometimes have only two Rabbanim involved. I've seen such cases.
Sorry?
No, any Bezin Shal Yisrael has to be a kosher Bezin to Yisrael, which we're going to, whatever that means. You have to have one mumcha, two adyaitim, whatever. Someone who's mitzvah tzavim, migmagamir. All right. Anyway, so the case was, is two people picked two rabbanim. Each one picked a rav. And they went in front of their two rabbanim. And it was a psak against the nitva, let's say. I don't remember which way it went. But it was a psak against the nitva. And the nitva was a loitzai sladin. He didn't want to keep their din. So Tevea didn't know what to do. So this bezin gave him rishus to go to Akkois. And he went to Akkois. Now the nitva comes back and was mazmin the Tevea, the Bezin Shal Yisrael, and also wants to be mazmin him for all the haitzayis that was going him in legal fees for going to court, shalaika din. This is the nitva, the tzaddik. The nitva who didn't want to listen to Bezin Shal Yisrael, is now being mazmin the Tevea for going to court. Now we know, we paskin, that if you take a go to court, shalaika din, you chayiv in all that tzayis. You chayiv in all garmi, all the legal fees, you're going to be chayiv in. Right now, we're in the middle of such a case. A guy went to court, shalaika din. You mechayev for all for the legal fees. The Radvaz says that even though these two rabbonim were the bezin at Yom Kippur, but bezin they're not a bezin kosher because they're only two, they're not three. So even though Yom Kippur them, but the kabbalah that you made was to paskin on the din Torah between you, but that didn't make them a bezin shel shloisha to give you a right to give you a heta to go to court, and therefore their rishus is not a rishus, and it's as if you went to court shalikidin.
I had
Batois. What's
Batois?
All right, but going to coach Batois is also, what do you want?
It's much worse because the guy is amazed with you. This guy thought he had
a lot of people go to court and they think it's Mutt and it's us. It's still kind of a guy.
I've heard directly from the people who went to court, and they said told the Baal Dabba,
go to court. It means they go to bed and get rishus. They go to court.
Right, so that's what I would like to say. Therefore, I would like to challenge that anyone who says that they have a heter from a rav, I would like to say, and you can quote me if you'd like, even though it's I hold this very stark, you can quote me, is that one has to question not only the heter, but one has to question his erudition to even give a heter. If he doesn't know how lachem b'fereshes, and you need a bezin shel Yisrael, and the place can say it's a bezin shel, there's only one shita who's mashma in certain circumstances, you don't need a bezin shel shleisha. I'm not even going to say who it is, but the ma'ase says, we pass, you need a bezin shel shleisha. Anyone who gets a heter from someone who's not a bezin shel shleisha, I'm willing to challenge, even if he's knowledgeable enough to even give such a heter, because he doesn't even know some a simple basic halacha from mental halacha and giving a heter.
Unless the rav's heter is because he knows that the other side won't go to the entire.
Yeah. We know the other side won't go to the entire. Instead, it nevertheless says no to rishus mi bezdin. A guy is an alim. He's in yochalatmin and bedin Israel. He's venulodan Israel. And nevertheless, you need to be no to rishus mi bezdin. We know the case of advised. He had two dayonim, and the person was a loitzai sadin.
What was the case he said before?
By a goy, with his umduna, that he's zikha not going. Oh, so that's why I said, when you get to a fry guy, where does a fry guy fall into here? So look, if the guy is fry, that he has the same din of a goy, he's totally assimilated, and he has an umduna, he's not going to go, yes, then we know, yes, you can have a heter. But I can tell you that many, many fry people come to Dinei Torah. Many people come to the Nidai, whether they're traditional, whether they're Sfaradim, whether you have to send out money. The process is not so long. You send out his money, you see where he's holding, you see his response. If he says, I'm not going to a Bezin, so that's it. He would hear Vigidev, and that's it. Now you have a Heto with a Vishus Bezin to go to court. But without a Heto, if you have even a Kshash that he might come to a Bezin, you're mechuyev to start with a Hazmana process.
How does it take away the
issur? Oh, I'm going to get to it. But let me first give you a few more luck and then I'll get to it. It's a very important point.
On this conclusion,
is it
a separate din of bezin? Because there's a concept of two
bezin chata. No, we need three. The shmuel holds bezin chata. We need a bezin shel shleisha.
So if the rov, if this big poison, whoever it is it shaykh that he speaks on behalf of
bezin? Oh, no, so that's good. That's good, and economic. You're 100% right. 100% right. If you have a person who creates a herkav, who gets a herkav of a bezin, means he goes to his two talmidim or two chaverim or whatever it is, as long as he's one of them is a mumcha, and he discusses the case with them and explains to him the halacha, and they come out, yes, it's muta, then even though the Baal Din only heard it from one rabbi, but good, but that one rabbi was representing a bezin, that would be perfectly fine.
He has to discuss the case with
you. 100%. He has to have a bezin. Now, the Maril Diskin says that this heta of a bezin is like any other issa veheta heta. So, issa veheta halacha, that you can get a heta from any rav who has the authority. In our case, it means a bezin shoshleisha. But that, what he means to say is that you need not go to that very same bezin that was mazmin. Means he started out with one bezin who was mazmin, and they sent three hazmonis, and for some reason, let's say they don't want to give a heter kois, a chicken, or whatever the cheshvin is, you can go to a different three. It need not be that three. You can go to any three people who have a halacha of a bezin kosha, and they have a right to give you a heter to go to a kois in this type of situation when the guy is a lois ha'islin. It need not be the same three. Very often you have stories, it's probably not negated to you guys as much as negated to but they didn't, because you have a story, a guy who said, I got a heter from a certain rav, I can't say his name. So this Mikhail Lakayim, God, that this story is not a new type of a story, it's Mikhail Lakayim said he's Enu Nemon. Even if he said, I got a heter from a bezin, if he doesn't have Biksav, he doesn't have a raya saying that he has a heter from a bezin, he's not Nemon. And a Mele will come as if he doesn't have a heter, Lagabi the Halach. That means, Klavish Ma'egal, you know, he won't be doing an Isser if Itaka has a heter. You're right. But Lagabi, bezin should force him to be chayiv in a tzoyis of Garmi for legal fees. We're going to be mechayiv him unless he could prove that he had such a heter. He's not Nemon to say he got a heter. Now, why, if you have a heter, what you're asking, why when you got a heter, all of a sudden, there goes the Isser? What's going on? So the Chuvis Ksam Seifis says the following. The Chuvis Ksam Seifis says, we have an Issa Lefnei Mela Lefnei Akois. All of a sudden you get a heter from a bezin, all of a sudden the Issa goes out the window. Could bezin paskin that it's muti tichaza? But why? What happened to the Issa? There's an Issa in the Torah Lefnei Mela Lefnei Akois. Sorry?
Went to you to your bezin.
Okay, 1 second. The Echapping Eyes, 1 second. So the Ksam Seifis says that the reason why this is muta is because when you get a heter, mikoyach a bezin shal Yisrael, then the arkoyis is an extension of the Bezdin Shel Yisrael. So whatever they paskin is as if Bezdin Shel Yisrael paskin. And that might be another raya, Ari, that you need a Bezdin Shel Yisrael. Because if the whole heta is that it's a psak of a Bezdin Shel Yisrael, you get a heta from one dayan, and he's not a Bezdin, so there are goyis is also not. You need a Bezdin Shel Yisrael, which instructs you to go there. So therefore, it's like, you know, you're telling the Hakam to paskin ma shemut el alav v'dinei Yisrael, even though it's not mamish that. But that's the Tzuris Adon. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Loi Techsam Sofer, I'm going to just interject maybe a little bit. Loi Techsam Sofer, then it might only be Mutah, which you're going to see in Machlokes, like this reasoning, if it's something that Bezdin Shel Yisrael were paskin. I mean, there's something that either there was already a psak and is a Loi Tzayas Adin, or it's something what we call a Choy Borah, even though there's really no such thing, but the concept of a Choy Borah means it's a shtar and documentation, and it's clearly that he's in the right, or he has a very strong case. So therefore, they're just an extension, the long arm of a Bezdin Shel Yisrael. And Sivis Kadda holds the whole head of the God of HaKoyis is only if you have a Choy Borah. If you can document it, you have starker proof, you have a strong case. But if you have, let's say, a mu'va al peh, something like that, or any type of toyin v'nitin, even if you attack a, you know, may win, but you may lose. If it's not a definite win, it's not a slam dunk, then the Siva's hold, if it's not a choybor, you have no head to the Gora Kois, even in this case, even if it's a garv alma, even if you have Rishas Bezin. That's in the Siva Shita. We don't pass on like that. We pass in like the Marie Ben Leif, that we have a head to even without a choybor. But, and that's the minigin, but they didn't. The Orch HaShulchan God that says, like a pshay, you're supposed to make it into a choy borah. What you do is you try to enact the din Torah without the other party. Shaloi b'fonav, you hear his tainis and you hear his edis, and then if you feel that he's right, then you send him to a choy. But we don't even do that. We just give a heta, straight heta. But the Ksam Soifis heta is because it's a long arm of a Bezin Shel Yisrael. It's as if Bezin's passing. If they gave you rishus, so Memela Goyim are acting in place of the Bezin, on behalf of the Bezin. Yeah, so that's not going to help you, Nazir.
That's
a Nesiva Shishita, right. That's a first Shita. Now, Lamaisa is in the Shita Sagoinim. So according to Ksam Sofer, I should just preface, according to Ksam Sofer, the Chiv, or the need, the need to have Rishus Bezdin, is a fundamental need to this Heta. Without Rishus Bezdin, you have Oifer and Isil of Neim Velo Lefnei HaKoyis. Even if the guy is a Gav Alma, even if he's a Loi Tzayas Adin. If you don't have that heta from Bezdin, then they're not acting as a long arm of Bezdin, and the Meila, you're going to HaKoyis. So that's a problem. The Goinim is...
If the difference you start with, the difference between an Ejesus and Arkham was all Shlichus. So like, yeah, you could say with the heta, they have a Shlichus in this case. But the Isra was, you mentioned the Chol HaShem, how does it help?
Okay, good. You should know, I was going to forget, I wanted to bring that out. Okay, let me hold on to it and we'll get back to it. 1 second, but it's a good point. Very good point. Now, the second sheet is Mavul HaGan, Tshuva Sagoinim, that they take the drasha very literally. The drasha is Lefneim V'loi Lefnei HaKoyis. And they darshin, that when is there an Issa V'loi Lefnei HaKoyis, is when you can go Lefneim. So it's Lefneim V'loi Lefnei HaKoyis. But if it's in a matter that the guy is a Gav Ra'am when he's a Loi Tzayis Adin Yisrael, he refuses to come to a Bezdin Shel Yisrael, then you no longer have the Issa Lefneim Lefnei HaKoyis, because there is no Lefneim that's willing to paskin, or is capable of paskining. So Memele, you tried your best, even started, like you say, you even started the Hazmana process. So you tried to go Lefneim, it didn't work. So now it was proven Lefneim, there is no option of Lefneim, so now you have the Heta of Lefnei HaKoyis. I, Abizai, why do you need Rishas? That's a good kasha. So the Yamshu Shleima says, the reason why you need Rishus is a takana. It's a takana, either we don't want to get this out of hand. The Rima Loitash says it's a takana of Yisim Nikim. There shouldn't be any Chilo Hashem aspect that, look, it's a Hefkevel, people are going to HaKoyis. So that's why you need a takana. So if you get a Bezdin, Shal Yisrael, who authorizes you to go, then it won't be Hefkevel, it'll be a Pearson, a call that was done Rishus Keshura Kedin. So like that, Shita. One could argue maybe a Bezdin Shel Echad should be enough. You have to know how right the Takana was. But from the Lashon Maccabi said, Noita Vishus Mi Bezdin, and in the place of Seim Mefurish, or Mishpah Seim Mefurish, you need a Bezdin Shel Gemel. Even like that sheet, you're going to need a Bezdin Shel Gemel. But like that sheet, it's much easier to understand why it's Mutter, even if it's not a Chayv Borer. Because Bezdin, it's Mutter anyway, because the Lefnei Lefnei HaKoyis doesn't pass. Now that doesn't pass, so now Be'etzim it should be Mutter. I just need a Takana, Rishus, to get the Rishus. But Be'etzim, I have a right to go with any issue to a Kois. Like, and rather we pass him like that. We pass him a letter go with any issue, not just a Chayv Bar. Now, getting back to Yosha, which is a good Shiloh, as we discussed at the beginning, this Issa, Lefneim V'lo Lefnei HaKoyis, could be Kailal Sai Baskama Sai Balkarchai. That was the first shot we said. But the second shot we said is that even if Issa, Asher Tassam Lefneim, is only going on Arkoyes, and not, is only going on Kfiyah, but when it's coming to Haskama, if you're willing to go, if the two parties are going willingly, you don't, not Oiva Lefneim Lefnei Arkoyes, you're Oiva Divinus of Miyakashay Malilim, so then you have to know how do we take care of that Issa? The Chilal Hashem Avad Miyakashay Malilim. So if you learn like the Ksam Sofer, so again, you're getting out Miyakashem Alilim, because Faked, it's in the long arm, it's an extension of Ben Shay Yisrael, so it's not that you're Miyak the Hashem Faked, it's all under the jurisdiction, the greater jurisdiction of Bezin Faked, it's all under their authorization that you're going there. If you're learning like the Pshat, the other Pshat, that it's Tam, there's no Issa L'Fnei V'L'Fnei HaKoyis, you have to know, but how do you get away of Chilul Hashem? Now, you could say the same type of pshat, that once you have Rishus Bezin, so that it takes care of Kol Hashem, but they say it's kilu, it's like a takana, like we discussed, either it's Nisim Nikim or Shem Be'avgavel. They don't say that you need it to take care of the problem of Kol Hashem. So you have to know how they get around the problem of Kol Hashem. But Lamais is, what you have to come out of here is that you need a heter from a Bezin, in the case of Gav Rama. Now, I'm not saying, by the way, could be in Ari's case, there was a Rav who gave a heter, not because the guy was a Gav Rama. Maybe he had other heterim which allowed to go to court, although it's extremely rare that he felt that that issue is not an issue that has to go to a bezin. But if the heter is predicated on the fact that the guy is a guy Rama, Lo Tzai Sadin, yes, you're going to need a heter mi bezin, and it has to be mi bezin of Shloisha. All right, let's just try to finish up the Ramah. The Yesh, Rishus LeBezdin, and Bezdin themselves have a right, Leilik Lefnei Akum, to go in front of a Goyish court, Ulohayit, and to testify, Shezeh Chayiv Lezeh. And we do that, God, our Bezdin, we do that very often. I mean, not very often, but we do it occasionally, that when a person does a Lo Tzai Sadin, it has to be confirmed, the award in court, sometimes they ask us to write a brief, some type of a letter explaining to the court what went on and what the procedure was and giving testimony. And we do that, again, to help the Baal Din who won in Beis Din, were allowed to do that. Faket. So, is even an Indian, Yesh Rishus, but there's even a mitzvah involved, yet the Bing Matzal, Oshak Miyara Ishkai. V'chol te'ed dafke kishayinu reitzu li'ez tzayiz din. But this heter, again, the Ramah has to chazeva, is only if he doesn't want to be a tzayiz din. Ava balav hachi. But if a person is willing to be a tzayiz din, also lebezin lashis lozom lefneakom. It is forbidden for a bezin to give him a right to go to court if he's willing to come to a bezin. And then Sivis points out, which is really not here so much, but it's definitely the Indian over here, is that let's say you're mazmin a person, and there's an Indian that you're hokum basa nitfas. So the nitfas from a different city, he has a right to stay in his city, and faker, if both people are in that city, so they have to go to a din Torah in that city. Now, let's say the Nitzvah makes a claim which is Shaloi Kalach, and I stress, it is Shaloi Kalach. He says, I want to go to a Bezin somewhere else. I want to go to a Bezin in New York, if you hold that that's Chutz Meir. I want to go to a Bezin in Japan. That's where I want to go for a din Torah. And it's Shaloi Kalach. He has no right to do that, and he's a Loi Tzai Sadin, and he deserves to be put into Chaim for such a response. But still, Bezin's not allowed to give a heta to go to Arkoyis, since the Nitzvah is willing to be Makabal and Morris of a Bezin anywhere. As long as be it's a Bezin Shay Yisrael, then you can't give a heta to go to Arkoyis. You might be able to put the guy into Cherem, he's a Seer, he's a Loi Tzai Sadin, but you have no right to give a heta to Arkoyis because he's still willing to go in front of a Bezin Shay Yisrael. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that if you can see from his response that it's just an excuse and it's just a game, then that means he's not really willing to go Bezin Shay, and then Avadi can give a heter Arkoyis, yes. But if he's ernst about it, he's willing to go to such a Bezin, then it's five. Sorry? So again, Akok, if you raise an edain to understand what's going on. But the idea is, as long as you're willing to be Mekal Bezin. Now, the Chuvah Rashba points out that let's say you're living in a city that there is no Bezin. Rashba says it's better to take Shloisha Adyaitis Yisrael than to go to court. It means that's not an excuse, okay, I'm going to court. It means basically there's hardly an excuse ever to go to court. The one basic Shchiyak or somewhat Shchiyak type of situation is this one where the person is a Loi Tzai Sadin, but you have to get a heta from a Bezin. A Bezin is authorized to give such a heta. Alright, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.